Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Around here because we have Song Kanan back on the show. Everyone knows him as the lovable, well, I think he's lovable, but the bad boy, the greatest, one of the greatest guys on the show right now. You know, I need to get him out of jail because I'm feeling sorry for AJ because he did not kill Connie. Last K people. Let's, you know, let's put that all to us. He did not kill her. And I just think it's sad that everyone thinks he did. He didn't. AJ is not a kill. And for all you Chris fans out there loving the AJ Liz thing, you know, love him, you know, love kind of his push and pull with Little White Collie. So let's bring Sean on. You know him as the sexiest guy on daytime right now on General Hospital, and he's back for the second time, and he's it's going to be a year for him, October 22nd, I believe. And so let's welcome Song Kanan.
Hi guys, thank you very much for having me.
Oh, thank you, and I meant what I said. I'm finding you most sexy this time around. I don't know what it is about you, Sean, but you know, you are doing it for me every day.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I get some great material.
You broke my heart, though, by not doing anything for the Nurses Ball, because I would have loved seeing you up there performing. Oh, the ticking. You close off one or the other, and they, you know, they said Liz, and they were performing, and they never sold that, and
but I think
so,
AJ is in jail right now, and he better keep his clothes on. Could be a lot of problems if AJ starts taking his clothes off in jail.
Yes, so about that, because I know you only have 20 minutes, but I could talk to you all night, but I just want to say on the record, you didn't kill Connie Cade, you know. I don't
care
what anyone.
I
don't care what.
I can't say that. All I can say is there's more than one person that has the same initials in Port Charles.
Exactly, and I will tell you right now who it was. Ava is framing you, and I believe that was everything in me. I figured out how everything was done, and, you know, when you did, when you had to go back and do, you know, the drunken scenes, and you hallucinated with Sunny, and, you know, how was that? Because you did a great job. It was powerful, boss. I'm like, oh, my God, he's losing his mind, but this is so good.
You know, I thought it was an interesting way for the director to shoot the scene. You know, we don't do a whole lot of stuff on General Hospital where there's, you know, hallucinations and things like that. But, you know, sometimes when they're done right, they work really well. And Bill Dell, who directed that episode, I mean, has a shelf full of Emmys. And the reason is because, you know, he really knows what he's doing. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to work with Bill my first go-around on the show. And I feel very comfortable with him. And I think that really helped me, you know, pull that scene off.
Well, I mean, you are doing a really good job. You know, I'm loving the more Michael and AJ relationship you guys are getting into. It's, you know, really good. And you and Sunny are pulling out of the park when you guys are doing scenes because, yeah, you guys hate each other. Everyone knows that. You guys are never going to be best friends, but you guys are really killing it together. I mean, you guys have that chemistry there that is really fun to watch.
Well, you know, Maurice is a terrific actor, and you know, it's kind of like when you play tennis with a really good tennis player, it ups your game. And you know, I know that every time I have scenes with him, that they're going to be very catalytic, and that there's going to be a lot of testosterone and energy. And you know, the writers, I think they really take a lot of time when they write the scenes between AJ and Sunny, because people really do like to see the conflict between these two characters that have so much history.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good. I know next week, the week after, you're having one of my favorite people on your radio show. Yeah, how is, I mean, that must be great, reunited the Quartermain brothers.
I'm actually really excited about it. You know, I haven't seen Steve in quite a while, and, you know, the prospect of interviewing Steve and reuniting after all these years is going to be really interesting. You know, Steve also had the privilege of doing a film with James Gandolfini. I'm sure he's going to have some really interesting insight about James. You know, his passing was really tragic. I was in Italy when that happened, and it was you know, as big a story over there as it was here, I'm sure. So anyway, everyone will tune in next Wednesday to Kanan's Rules, which is www.kanansrules.com, 8 p.m. Pacific time. It should be a really interesting interview.
That is really cool because, you know, I mean, it's too bad that he is, you know, on YNL right now and you on GH, because it would have been nice just to see, like, not a closer of Jason and AJ, but, like, one last scene of you guys, because you guys look really well together. And
my coming back after 15 years says anything, you know, never say never. It would be great if at some point Steve came back. I'd love to work with him.
Exactly. And so do you, can you tell the audience any upcoming still? I mean, I know you can't give it all, but anything coming down the pike with you and Elizabeth? Because there's a lot of Chris fans out here that is loving you guys, and I personally think you need to punch Nicholas out for good. Just my own personal opinion.
I have to be honest, I actually have no idea what's coming up. I haven't received any more scripts, so at this point I'm languishing in jail in Fort Charles, and I'm as anxious as everyone else is to find out what my future on the show is. So we'll see. Hope it's going to be interesting. I'm sure, there's going to probably be a court case involved, and it's going to be interesting to see if Elizabeth winds up staying by AJ's side, or if she decides that, you know, she wants to go with the prince.
I think I think Elizabeth will stand by your side. I really do. I think you guys are great, like I said, and I just think, you know, at the end of the day, no one thinks you really did. I mean, no one who has a brain left in post-college really thinks you did. So, you know, and you seen a couple of weeks ago, well, maybe a couple of months ago with Tracy, you and Zane Elliott are making me crack up. I mean, I know it's supposed to be serious and all, but, you know, when you guys are going at it, but it's, like, hilarious. Like, you guys have this hate for each other, Tracy and AJ, and it's just so funny to us.
It's a very perverse relationship, and, you know, the Quartermain Mansion is just a bunch of lunatics living under the same roof. And, you know, I always equate it to like a burlap sack filled with a bunch of street cats and somebody smacking it with a stick. And they just they're all crazy, AJ included. But it definitely makes for interesting television, I think.
Since you've been back, before we take fan calls, since you've been back, do you have a favorite storyline that since you've been back you got to work on so far?
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm having a little trouble hearing you. I didn't quite understand what you said.
I said, since you've been back, do you have a favorite storyline since you've been...
Oh, favorite storyline.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the story about really trying to bring Michael into my life has been really interesting. You know, and dealing with a lot of the stuff that Michael went through in prison, and, you know, I think AJ really showing Michael who he is, you know, both the bad and the good, and still being accepted, is something that the character really hasn't had a lot of. And so I think in a very short time, it's allowed AJ to become very attached to his son. And I think that they really have forged a very honest and profound relationship together. And that's been a lot of fun for me to work with Chad. You know, this isn't a storyline that I think I would have been able to do to the level that I have been, you know, my first go-round in the show, because I wasn't a father then. And I think obviously having children, you know, deepens you in a lot of ways. You know, I've been able to draw on that to hopefully have a more believable relationship with Chad.
Yeah, it shines through every time. It's, you know, that relationship is, you know, really good. I mean, I love watching it. You know, if you do sleep with Carly again, I'm just saying, just DM me before you do, just warn me so I can hyperventilate, just because I love you and Laura. I mean, I think you guys have this cute little banter back and forth, and it's funny. And when you guys did sleep together, it was like, oh, God, they are going now. This is going to be interesting. And, I mean, you guys are just really good together. I mean, do I want you guys to fall in love? No. I want you to marry Liz and have a couple of kids. But
I really like working with Laura Wright. I hope that the writers come up with some more scenes for us, because I think that there's a lot of sort of comic relief between the two characters, because they, you know, ostensibly hate each other so much, but they're just oddly attracted to each other. And, you know, I think that makes for a very interesting relationship. And every time I see a script where I have scenes with Laura, you know, I always get really excited, because I know they're going to be a lot of fun.
Well, it is. And before I bring on any clothes, yeah, I saw those scenes at the Haunted Stall when everyone found out that Franco was back. Was very interesting, and you did a wonderful job, even though I think you had your chance to kill Franco, you know, right then. And finding out that he, you know, your brother, You know, it's like, I don't want Fingo to be your brother. You know, I feel sorry for you, but...
You know, listen, he's my brother, my half-brother right now. Who knows if that's going to wind up, you know, being the case several months from now. You know, you never know what's going to happen. But Roger's an interesting actor. Listen, I mean, you know, I'm all for having as many people in the Quartermain clan as possible because it's, you know, material for more story. So, you know, I'm very supportive of having someone like, you know, Roger to play off of. So, you know, I have a couple more minutes before I'm going to have to go. Do you have some, did some callers call in or anything?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. 901, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Celia.
Hi, Celia.
Hey.
Hi.
I have to say I need more AJ Carly themes because I love those two. I've, like, in the long history of AJ and Carly, I've went from loving them to hating them. / loathing them to loving them, all in like 16 years. And I did, you know, people are so shocked when I say I loved AJ and Carly, but I loved you and Sarah. You and Sarah were so hot together. And
Sarah Brown, I think, is, you know, one of the best actresses in daytime.
I did. I was like, the hotness that you two had, and then add Steve into the mix, it would have been great. But I also have to say I love, we're going to switch soaps for a minute, to my favorite character, Deacon Sharp. And I have to say that I love Deacon and Amber. They were my favorite couple.
Mm-hmm.
Was,
oh, my God. I loved those two. And
That was really a terrific time for me.
I loved those. You guys had me when Amber said, congratulations, Jackass, you're a daddy. I was like, those two are my favorite.
And when she kicked
Deacon's door down with the axe.
Yeah, right. Or when she beat up
Macy at your guys' wedding. She's crazy. But my question is, What was the difference? But you were gone from playing AJ for 15 years. What was the difference from when you first played AJ and playing AJ now? You know, because there's been so much different writing for AJ.
I think the biggest difference is that, you know, coming back after 15 years, there was a 7-year period where AJ was off the canvas, and nobody really knows what happened to him. And, you know, you know, as an actor, you have to fill in the blanks when they're not given to you by the writers. And so, you know, I made the decision that AJ had gone through a lot of emotional experiences during those 7 years, which had helped him to evolve, you know, as a man. And so coming back to Fort Charles, he was, you know, much more of a man than a boy. And he is definitely a guy that's made a tremendous amount of life-altering mistakes, both, you know, for himself and obviously for his brother, for Jason, having, you know, had that car accident with him. And I decided that I wanted to not play AJ like a loser. And even though he does a lot of things which are indicative of someone who's a loser, not learning from their mistakes, et cetera, making bad decisions, but, you know, as an actor, you're always trying to win the scene. You're always trying to strive to win for your character, even when the writing doesn't necessarily support that. And I think that in trying to play that, you know, the writers watch, and we've seen AJ, you know, now start to have a relationship with a woman like Elizabeth and to, you know, assume the reins as the CEO of ELQ, even though he wasn't able to keep it very long. And only after an extraordinary amount of, you know, BS did he succumb to drinking again, but it definitely wasn't his first default movement in the face of adversity. So, to answer your question, he's a much more mature character, I think, now.
And a lot of people were shocked that AJ started drinking, but as a fan for many, many moons, I kind of saw it coming because that's what AJ does. It's like he
sticks down and he drinks. It's just part
of his character. It's like, okay, when is it going to happen? You know? And it's part of who he is. And it's like, oh, AJ, don't do that. And it's like, well, I can see it coming, you know. But it's heartbreaking too because there are
aspects of AJ that have tremendous potential and strength and compassion and all those things that, you know, make a well-rounded, evolved person. But he's got an internal seizure. He's got a fatal flaw inside of him,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, draws him back to that feeling of never being enough, which is why he self-destructs.
Yeah. But, I have a quick story. I was, for the last 16 years, or after you left and Billy took over, I was never allowed in the AJ discussions because everybody knew that you were my favorite AJ.
Oh, thank you.
I couldn't help it. It's your blue eyes. They just kind of, you know, it's like, AJ was always a jackass. We all know this, even when you played him. But the way you played him just made me feel bad for him, too. You know, it's like, you're not supposed to feel bad. And nothing against Billy, because I love Billy, but it's just something, you know, I guess the writing and all this.
Well, you know, I mean, I think every actor brings their own spin to it. And I think, you know, I think Billy did a really terrific job for the years that he was there. And from what I understand, you know, they wanted to, you know, go a different way. And, you know, I had played the character for 5 years. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to have Frank Valentini bring me back. But, you know, in daytime, so often characters are played by multiple actors. And there's a lot of times, you know, look at Carly. I mean, Sarah Brown did a fantastic job, but so does Laura Wright, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. And Tamara. Tamara was the in-between of the two. I mean, I was lucky enough to fall in love with all the Carlys, and Carly's one of my favorite characters. But,
great character.
And I was like, and when Tamara took over the role, I was like, okay, she has some big shoes to fill because Sarah was my favorite. And she caught my eye, and I fell in love with her, and then with Laura, too. So, and me and Marie Cass just don't get along. But I got Deacon and Amber, so I was happy. I was, okay, we're good. And then I got Deacon and Amber.
I appreciate you supporting the character. It means a lot to me. You know, the fact that the fans have been so supportive of both myself and the character, I think, is you know, why after 15 years, you know, I'm back and the character is, you know, been front burner.
Yes. Well, I have always loved you. I have loved you since I was like seven or eight, when you came on as AJ. And I have loved you ever since.
Well, keep loving me, right?
Yes.
You know, I got about two more minutes, and then I'm gonna have to get going.
Let's see, we have a quick call really quick. Christy, you're on.
Hi, Sean. Hello. It's Christy from Liaison Radio.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm hoping you're going to be on GH a while, because I guess some people on Twitter are telling me their concerns since you and Liz have dropped from the spoilers, I guess, that people are like, oh, no, are they being written off the show? And I'm like, yeah, right. I don't think
the rumor mill has been a pervasive part of my career in daytime, and, you know, I certainly haven't heard anything. But, you know, I seem to always land on my feet one way or the other. So, you know, right now I'm anxious to see what's next for AJ.
You have a contract, right?
I do have a contract.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
People are asking how long you're going to be on,
you know,
so I don't know if you can share that with us.
I have to be honest. I mean, from everything that I've been told by Frank Valentini, I'm going to be there for quite a while, and I would assume that Frank's a man of his word, so I have no reason to believe any different.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And
I appreciate
if I send something to you in the mail, will you be able to sign it?
You know, I do get fan mail does come to us. They give it to us like once every couple months. You know, they sort of let it accrue for a while. But if you send it to me, I will get it and I will respond to it. I'm a little backed up with some of the fan mail, but I will get to it and I will respond to it. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Okay. Thank you
so much.
Okay.
Sean, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. And we'll have to do this again.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you so much. You too. You take care. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Okay, you guys, that was Sean Kanan, and you know, that was really cool. He only had 20 minutes, so, you know, I'm sorry for all those callers that didn't get their question answered, but he only had a limited time. And I said that in the description of the show this week, that he was only going to be here for 20 minutes. So, you know, people, I am sorry. Okay, I'm bringing on my little partner in crime.
Sorry, I took up all that time. Okay, fine.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm not caught. No, I'm not saying that. It's my fault, too. I mean, I couldn't set up either, so.
Oh, my gosh, Sean! I've been in love with him for, like, ever! So,
And Karen is on the line, too, and Christy is on the line, but no.
Hi, Karen! Hi, Christy!
Hi, Karen. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Cecily. How's everybody?
My friend, you got a 2-for-1 deal this week, currently.
What?
I said you got a 2-for-1 deal this week. You got me and my bestie, my real life partner in crime.
Oh, cool.
So,
oh, well, okay, you know what? Before we talk about the soaps of this week, which I have not... Which I have not watched because I've been a bad little girl. About that.
Well, I'm behind too. I'm behind in General Hospital like 3 days. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Thank God. Okay.
I'm behind. I've been so busy. Like, I've been going since 7:30 this morning. I have not stopped. Like, I'm fixing to go home and, like, freaking rest. So tired. That's how I've been all week. It's busy, busy, busy.
Well, yeah, I have. I mean, I've been bad, but, you know how I get my little partner in crime about things. So I need to have my little rant, and I know my little partner in crime will back me up on Big Brother because I'm still more mad than I've ever been at a reality. So it let me down, damn it. Hey, let me down. Big Brother, let me down.
Well,
y'all.
Well, Lisa did win the
$25,000,
so I was kind of happy.
I mean, come on. Andy was a little sad. Okay? And didn't deserve it. I'm sorry. It made me mad.
Yes.
And I want to thank you for being so lovely and texting me about it. You saved my life, actually. Because if I watched it without being warned, I would have, you know, killed someone. Really, I was that mad.
She was. Agreed. I was just texting her.
Well, I had to. I needed to bend somehow, so, you know, I mean, I was mad.
Yep. Yep. So I get to go home and paint my son's room. Whoop whoop. Go me. He works out.
Yay. So no, I just think it was, you know, not the best Winu Bikadzina Marie Sirwan, but that's all I'm going to say about that. Because I'm... okay.
Yeah. What's with all the background noise?
Yeah, well, where is the...
I'm in the car, so it might be me.
Oh, okay.
All the background noise. I'm telling you, I'm literally on the run right now. Like, I had to go watch my friend's, or bring in my friend's dog. So I was like, let's see here. But, yeah. So it's probably me. I'm in the car driving, or riding. I'm not driving. My friend's driving. So, it's probably me.
Well, why don't we get to soaps, because people in this album are busy me out with this bull crap, because really, I always talk about my little obsession with reality TV show with people. You know, that does it. So, My Little Pony in Crime, people can barely hear you.
Okay.
So let's talk about B&B. Yes. And Karen, you are here too, right?
Yes, I am, Carly. How you doing?
Good. Good. So we are going to talk about B&B because I'm in that kind of mood.
B&B was good this week. I am behind on some of the others, but B&B was good.
That's why we are talking B&B, because you know I did that this week, so really, but I just want to say a couple of Book and Bill is the hottest thing I've ever seen. Let me count the ways how much I love them. One, two.
We love them. Well, it is. It's a good storyline. I don't know. A lot of people do not like that storyline. I happen to like the storyline. I think there's good chemistry. I couldn't stand it with Ridge, to tell you the truth, all those. I hated Ridge. I was never so happy when someone left the soap, because I personally was not a Ron Moss fan, and I thought in the early years I didn't like Catherine Kelly Lang, and then I finally realized, no, it's not her that I didn't like. It was her with him I didn't like. And then as the years went on, I really
liked
her. Brooke.
I liked her with Thorne. Yeah, Thorne, right?
Did you like her with Thorne?
I did like her with Thorne, Brooke and Thorne.
Yeah, okay. Well, see,
they were married.
Good.
I didn't think I watched that about 10 years. I don't think I saw them. Were they dating or were they married?
I think they were married or dating. I can't keep up with Brooke and her love life.
I wish I had all the men she has. Jesus. She's,
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I know she was with Thorne. I just don't remember, because I think it must have been prior to the 10 years I've been watching Cecily.
Yeah.
I love Will B&B is going. I'm loving the Liam and hold on, let me address something in this album. Soap Reality, exactly a week behind. Do you know how much happened in 1 week? And I'm trying to write a soap, an article in a magazine without watching, not possible. You know what? I'm not doing a magazine here, okay? Soap Reality, I'm doing this for fun. In my little career on Blog Talk, and really, I have a busy week. I have a life by, you know, time Friday comes, you know. This is funny. I've been doing this for 4 years, and I don't know, Ken, do you always watch your soaps?
No, I don't, because I honestly, I don't know, I just have too many shows, Carly, and I don't have the time. Even when I'm home, I can't figure it out. You know, I could be home for several days, I still don't have the time. But when I, and on certain days that I'm, I have to go out, you know, that gives me less time. And so by the time I come back, you know, I watch what I can. I watch, you know, I watch some every night. And whatever I don't finish, you know, then I always have a whole bunch of them left for the weekend. And then I, you know, do it over Saturday and Sunday. But,
yeah, that's how I do it.
Because, yeah, do you do that too? Because I just can't, you know, I just can't.
I mean, I do it Sunday. I always end with General Hospital. So, you know, I can dream about Spinelli. So that's how I've done it, you know, since I've had my TiVo, my greatest, the greatest invention ever was the TiVo. But,
yeah.
You know, I...
Well, that's the whole idea. I mean, you don't have to watch live TV these days. That's how I look at it, because it is, you know, everybody DVRs and TiVos, and that way you can watch it when you have the time or you're in the mood. Or, you know, I just can't get them all in, though, like when they're on, or I can't get them in even during, you know, by Friday night, because there's too many night shows, too.
Okay.
Between the day shows, the night shows, and miscellaneous, I like talk shows, so I mean, I TiVo a lot of shows. So my soaps are my most important, yes, but I do like a lot of other shows too, so when you put all those together, I mean, you can only watch so many in a day, so I do get behind, and, you know, then I have to catch up with what I didn't watch over the weekend.
I totally agree. Like, I'm so behind because I've been busy. Like,
thank you.
I have so much crap with my son. It's not funny. Trust me, I'd rather be watching my soap than spending time at the doctor's office 1,500 times a day. Trust me on that. I've been through 3 doctor's offices just today because of Teddy. Because I'm my son. So nothing against that, but I mean, I'd rather be staying at home than in doctor's offices sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure. Who wants to sit in the doctor's? None of us do. We have to, but we don't want to.
Exactly. So, I mean, life just gets in the way sometimes. And
you said you watch yours on demand, right, when you have time?
Yes, I have on demand, and I have YouTube. Thank God for YouTube, and thank God for the people that put the shows on YouTube.
Oh, I noticed that. I saw that they were posted on YouTube now. Yes, that's good. You have another resource to get them.
Yeah, a lot of, FYI, a lot of... General Hospital has a lot of fans of General Hospital that do YouTube usually have them on later that night.
That's good they post that. Yeah. Well, GH is on demand now, so that one we can get after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And but I don't know, there's a TV Guide station that has Young and Restless at night, but I don't seem to get that station. Kylie says she gets that one. I don't have that.
I get it, too.
You get it, Cecily? You get that, too, Christy?
Mm-hmm. Me? So
you don't watch YNR, right?
No, I don't watch. I only watch General Hospital. I watch a little bit of Days just for Jen Lee stuff, but... That's the only other soap I really watch.
The Days isn't getting very good. Yeah, if you're going to pick up another
one.
Well,
I cannot wait.
You can't wait for which one? For what?
Days of a Life this week.
Oh, I have a lot of those to still watch. So that's been great, though, with Sammy Style. And, that's been very exciting.
I'm behind.
The end of the week. I don't know how that appeared. Does anybody know what happened at the end of the week with the trial?
Well, I hope Sammy go off. I mean, if she didn't go off and AJ couldn't say, well, I'm going to be one pissed off person, but,
to that DA, to that horrible, I hate that woman. He offered himself and Stefano, so I hope he doesn't go to jail.
That's for sure.
I mean, Stefano should go to jail, but not, you know, EJ's been good. EJ's been very good now. I would hate to see something like that happen.
you know, and then also I have Twitter, so I look at Twitter during Showtime, they're doing Hustle and Days and stuff and Y&R, so I get all their comments, so it feels like I watch the show anyway.
Oh, so you have
my Twitter.
Two different resources, yeah.
Because everybody comments during the Showtime, so I'm just like, okay. I know what's
so you still
on.
Don't know what happened even if you couldn't see it live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not looking forward to, I mean, I am looking forward to watching Y&R this week, but I'm really not looking forward to because, you know what, I'm still mad about. You know, I'm on the Chelsea and Dylan fan, and I don't care. I love them. I think they are great.
I love them together, too. I really think they have good chemistry. I do.
One time to talk about both of them.
I think the both of them really, really had just remarkable chemistry when they didn't, I don't think they even expected it.
Exactly, and you know, meeting Melissa and Steve when I was on the set of Y&R, I know for a fact they are so lovely and they are so cute working together, and they have the best. When you say Kim, they have the best chemistry working together because it's so good. It's flawless. It's really nice to see.
Yeah, you said they seemed like they had a good working relationship. Yeah, well, at least if they're friends in real life, I think that makes the chemistry better on screen. The ones that don't get along, you know, when you read about it, that the actors that don't get along sometimes in real life, that just, you know, as hard as they try, they can't portray such great chemistry on screen if there's a lot of bad feelings, say, behind the set. So knowing their friends, I think that's a plus.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for to pick up the new Soap Opera Digest this week because they are in it. So, I mean, that's cool.
Oh, I got that. I didn't get a chance to read it yet. Yeah, there's some good articles in there with them, huh? I think a good interview.
Yeah, and I have to pick up all the soap magazines this week. Even though really the soap magazine are a week behind after everything aired, so really everything has almost happened, so I find that kind of funny. But I love reading the interviews. The interviews are nice when you are reading the soap magazine interviews. I enjoy that.
Yeah, I do too. I like to know a little bit about them, their life, and a little bit about their, you know, personal, their family. They sometimes have pictures of their kids. You know, it is nice to read the interviews.
Yes, me too. I totally agree. I enjoy reading, you know, their lives and their work, you know, relationships and just different things. I just enjoy it.
Yeah, you feel, Cecily, almost like you get to know them a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because
you're like, oh, they're sweet. And then you hear this, and it's like, oh, you're even sweeter. You know, it's like the way that Brandon proposed to Kirsten. It's like, oh, this is so cute, you know, because it's so not like Hollywood proposal, you know. It was just a simple, down-to-earth person that Brandon is, you know. And I was like, oh, with a wall, you know, with the ring pop. And I was like, yep, that was cute. You know, I read their interview, and
it was cute ABC, together, huh?
So, do what?
They were cute together?
Mm-hmm. He proposed to her with a ring pop at a gas station. That's how he asked her to marry him. I was like, oh,
the
so
gas station. That's
it was cute. I was like, oh, you know, they were so excited about the baby that he just like asked her to, you know. I'm like, that would be such a first time, you know, somebody that was in love, but also a first time father, you know, in that excitement he asked her to marry her, you know, with the ring on.
Sure. Yeah, that's cute. I remember them saying that. Yeah.
It was adorable. When I read it, I was like, oh, that's so cute.
I know.
Because
it's
so, you know, down to
earth.
You know, I love the down to earth. You know, actors and actresses. You know, there's so many, and that's why I always say, you know, the soap stars. Most of them are so down to earth and so sweet and so kind to their fans. And, you know, you always get that to the few that aren't, you know, but you get, you know, a handful of the non-nice ones. But I haven't ran into any so far.
Yeah, most
like
some of the nice, huh, that you've talked to or
yeah.
Met when you, yeah.
Yeah, or even on Twitter, you know, with interviews with Christy and Carly, or even on Twitter, you know, they're so sweet to their fans.
Yeah, that makes you feel better about them, too, when you say, geez, they're so nice and down-to-earth in real life, you know, and when they're nice to their fans, you respect them a lot more, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, you know, really, soap stars, if they didn't have the fan base, that, you know, the fans is what makes them where they got, you know, what they are, made them as big as they are, or, you know, keeps
mm-hmm.
them as they are. You know, so if they really didn't show any interest in the fans, you know, I think that they would be doing themselves a disservice. But when fans meet them and they're nice and they get so excited and say, oh, they were great, you know, it makes you feel good about them.
Mhm.
I'm thinking all of the soaps by now are really good, and I mean they all, you know, they are really good. But I wanted to bring up a point, and oh, Christy from Laser Radio is here too. That, you know, I've been thinking. And I want to take everyone's opinion on this. Okay, for General Hospital, I'm missing the mob. I think there's less mob on it and it's making it a little boring as hell. And I need guns. I need people blown away. And what is everyone's opinion?
I was upset when they first... like with sort of cutting down on the mob, because I said, like, that to me that was 50% or 60% of the show. I liked the action, I liked the excitement, I liked Sonny doing something. Like the last year and a half, whatever, 2 years, I mean, he's basically been just the relationship back and forth with Connie and Kate and that storyline. And, you know, I just see, like, Maurice had such a bigger, more important type of a role before that when
mm-hmm.
he was running the mob, and that was his territory. He was like running Port Charles, and him, of course, was even better when Jason was on there, and it was him and Jason running things. But when they sort of took that out of it, I know a lot of people were complaining they didn't like it, enough was enough with the mob, but I found it more boring because, you know, it needed sort of that excitement, and I think Sonny needed to do something other than just move over a relationship, you know. I think he needed to get back to, you know, like running his organization. That was, you know, he was more exciting when he was sort of doing that than the way he's been written the past few years. You know, it just hasn't been the same to me anyway. I've wanted more of the mob storyline back. I was against that.
Hey, Carly. Sorry,
yeah.
Not to interrupt you, Karen. My sure. friend just called in. She's calling in now, so.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
901, you're on mail.
Hello.
Welcome.
I'm Gwen.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks for calling in. We are talking.
What's your name? My name is Gwen.
Hi,
Gwen.
How are you?
She's my real life partner in crime.
Your real life partner
I know,
in crime?
Okay, I know, granted, your real life partner in crime, but come on, I'm your Twitter kind of partner in crime. Come on, you.
Oh, yeah.
You
100%.
And I. Yeah, you and I, still
I mean,
trouble. Okay, so let's go back to the mob discussion because this has been a little bone of contention with me for a couple of weeks.
Now, are you upset that the mob has been sort of low-keyed? It hasn't been so dominant the last couple of years?
Yes. More mob, more gun, more guys being sexy as hell.
Yeah. Oh, we like sexy in a towel. Yeah, that's good. That's cool.
Rick.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll
Rick
turn that
towel.
Away, right, Cecily?
Yes. Probably the only time I liked Rick. I had a love-hate relationship with that man.
Oh, he was complex. He was very, yes, for a long time I hated
very
him.
Very complex.
Oh, hey, Elizabeth.
Hey,
you guys, we have another call from 503.
Wow.
You on the AO2?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hey, is this Kylie?
Yeah,
I'm just coming into the show right now, and I know you had Sean on. And I missed him, but did he mention anything about maybe possibly coming and stirring up anything between Bill and Brooke on Bold and the Beautiful?
Well, remember, he's on General Hospital now.
But they go back and forth, so I was wondering if his character could maybe come back.
I don't think he did mention anything without coming back.
There's nothing in the plan for, but maybe the Bills and General Hospital will work out something because, you know, I think we need Deacon back on B&B too, so, you know. No.
Yeah.
He would be a good mix.
Yeah, he would be a good, like, stir the pot kind of person with what's going on right now.
Well, Deacon is a good stir of the pot, but with Brooke and Bill, it's even better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He can stir the pot with Brooke and Bill. I think that would be good.
Yeah, he'd be great at that.
All right, you guys
he mentioned something about being with GH for a while, you know, a long time. Remember he made that comment?
Yeah. But the way it sounded right now, he doesn't have much of a storyline right now, the way he said at the beginning of the interview.
Yeah, I missed that. So he doesn't have much of a storyline there. Is that what he said?
Well, maybe he can go back and forth. Maybe they could arrange something.
Yeah, that would be really cool because, you know,
Sometimes they've done that before with, like, Amber and Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful and stuff, so... I was just wondering if he mentioned anything about that.
Well, Stefano on Days, you know, he played on Bold and the Beautiful too, and so when they killed Stefano off, I was like, oh, he's going back to Bold and the Beautiful, and then they would like send him somewhere, his character somewhere on Bold and the Beautiful, and I was like, oh, he's going back to Days.
He could kind of just go in for a couple of episodes maybe.
Yeah,
he was Massimo. Yeah, he was on there for, about 4 or 5 years? He was on there a while,
And then he went back to Days, and then he would go back to Bold and Beautiful, and then go back to Days, you know, so he kind of flip-flopped, too.
He's a good actor. I think they want him wherever they can get him, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's hot and sexy and everything, and why wouldn't you want him on it? Because he's really good, and... You know, I'm enjoying his run on General Hospital right now, but yeah, you're right. Deacon needs to come and stir the pot a little.
Yeah, that would be good. All right, you guys have a good time. Thank you so much. I love your show.
Thank you.
Well, nice.
Yeah, have a good night.
All right, have a good night. Bye.
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 Yeah, well, he stirred the pot last time. Remember when he came back for Hope's wedding? That really, you know, that ended up in a disaster. But when, Bill paid him to ruin the oh God, he started some trouble.
Yeah. Okay, what's going on so funny, you two?
We're talking about Deacon. Causing trouble for Hope and.
I know.
When Bill.
Yeah, that's what we're laughing about. That's who we're laughing. How he stirred the pot, you know, at his daughter's wedding.
Yeah, he certainly did a good job at that, didn't he?
Oh, that was incredible.
That was funny.
I think they
I'm kind of liking Hope and Wyatt together. Don't kill the messenger, but...
Oh, I do, too. I think it's better going to be the chemistry.
I like Wyatt and Hope, and then I love Liam and Steffi, so as long as they're... as long as she's not in the middle of those two, then I'm okay.
Yeah, I mean...
She's coming back, Jacqueline?
Well, she's supposed to at some point, but not yet. I mean, we don't know when, but... okay, did anyone see Zeno Hospital from today? Someone in this album. No one saw Zeno Hospital today, right?
No, I'm 3 days behind, unfortunately.
You have to be behind.
Okay,
too.
Well.
Yeah, I'm behind, too.
Yeah. Ladies on Radio, you get to go to a fun little thing tomorrow.
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up.
You're welcome.
I am going to the Becky and Scott fan event tomorrow. They're going to be at Vernon Hills Golf Course in the Chicago area tomorrow. I bought a VIP ticket, so season starts at 11 a.m. and the show starts at noon, I think goes to 1, and then they have about a half an hour break, and then they come back at 1:30 to 2:30 for the regular general admission people. So, yeah, I'll see her for about 2 hours with Scott Reese. And,
oh, that's exciting.
Ask her questions and stuff. It'll be fun.
And you know what you're missing is?
Her gift.
And you know what you're missing is, right? You have a mission involved.
I know my mission. And actually, my main mission is to give Becky her gift for coming on my show. Because she came on my show and she was sick. So I'm giving her a gift for Smile Train, a donation, some flowers. Just as a thank you, because she really didn't have to come on. She was, like, so sick, and she literally barely had a voice at all. So.
But your second mission, I hope you do.
I do remember.
Yeah, because I'm in love with Scott Reeves. I love him. I met him, you know. I'm like, in love with him. I mean, yeah, I know he's not Bradford, but he's Scott. He was my first... So Chris, when he was on Ryan, back in the day, and he's so good looking now. He just so cute and handsome and sexy. And so you're gonna be is that an all day thing?
Well, sort of. They'll come on at noon and then they'll leave at 2:30 ish. Somewhere around there. So they'll do a Q&A and a meet and greet. So I assume I could be there till 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but I'm going to get up early, and I'll probably be there from, like, 10 in the morning till, like, 3 in the afternoon. So technically it is kind of an all-day thing.
That'll be exciting.
Well,
I have to travel an hour or so to get there because it's in Vernon Hills, and I'm in southwest suburbs of Chicago, so it takes me, like, an hour and 10 minutes to get up there.
Oh, that's not too bad. An hour and 10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun day for you.
Uh-huh.
Especially, I'd love to see Becky. I've never gotten to see her in person. She's one of my absolute favorites.
Oh, yeah, mine too.
That's going to be exciting, yeah. You'll have to get some good pictures.
Of course. I'll probably be able to be live tweeting the event at Liaison Radio on Twitter, so stay tuned to my Twitter and you'll probably see some updates.
Yeah, I can't wait. That'll be exciting. So
my
question
is to my Facebook, too. So if you're friends with me at Love Liaison on Facebook, then you should be able to see the tweets there, too.
Oh, see it there too? Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to see it. That'll be exciting tomorrow.
And next week is my 4-year anniversary on air, so we are having a special show. Hopefully, I'm hoping there might be surprises. I'm working on. I don't know if I can get them done in a week, but my goal is to get them done. And when I want something, I go after it. So pretty much, you know, stay tuned for that. So, yeah, I'm.
Sally, 4 years already,
oh,
huh?
Oh, thank you. Did we? Diamond Forever goes, did you talk right in our wheel? We touched on it. You know, I'm loving Chelsea and Dylan and Avery and Nick. I'm loving all the couples that are, like, breaking up right now. But they will get back together. And, you know, I don't think, I don't think Avery is still in love with Dylan. With Dylan. She's in love with Nick. At the end of the day, I love them. And, yeah, okay. D. Avery might have good scenes, well, but I don't want Dylan and Avery together. I want Avery and Nick back together. What? What do you think, you guys, on the whole Y&L, the four
like
couples,
exactly,
the two
Nick.
Couples?
I'm to marry. I like, you know, Dylan to be straightening things out with Chelsea and the baby situation. And
agreed.
Yeah. Kevin and Chloe, I mean, there's a lot of couples that need to get back together at this point.
Yes.
I'm interested in him, Steve Britton, being Nikki's son. I read something, I got one of the new papers about that. That should be exciting.
Yeah, I want Maya to be Nikki's, son. And then, you know, I would not mind him, you know, punching out his, brother Nick for going after his girl Avery. That would be, that would be good because, you know, I'm loving, you know, Avery and Nick. People in this album, why not One Life to Live at AMC? Well, I never really got back watching them. I have a lot of them I TV-ed on OWN. And then I just forgot about re-TV-ing them on OWN. So I forgot about them. Basically.
Yeah,
I got
behind
on those. I never got into the reboot of All My Children and My Life to Live.
Thank you.
I was happy that they came back, but I didn't get into it because, again, I was busy and I didn't have time
to watch those, yeah.
It's hard to watch everything.
I mean, I started watching All My Children. I watched a good portion of those, but I'm still behind on a few, and then the other one, which I always liked that so much, One Life to Live. I don't know, I started it out, and I might have watched the first 12 or 15, and I've taped them on OWN too, but I have quite a lot of them still. I just, I couldn't keep up with those shows every day with all the other shows.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad they came back, but it's just the reboot was not the same as, you know.
No, it wasn't.
You.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that because that's what I was feeling. I could not get into it.
Well, I mean, you know, it was good to see some of the original cast members and the vets, definitely, like Vicky and Clint and Bo and Nora and some of those people. But I don't know, you know, to me this show was drastically different. I know a lot of people feel that it was wonderful that it came back, and I was glad that it came back, but I didn't feel the same feeling towards those two shows. It just didn't feel like the same show to me. And I mean, it almost felt like I was watching two new soaps, even though, you know, I liked a lot of the older people that I already knew from, and I was attached to the actors, but I don't know. It just didn't have the same feeling as the original shows to me.
I totally agree with you, Karen. That's how I felt. It's just like there's just something different, and I just couldn't get into it, you know.
You feel the same way, Cecily. Yeah. And, you know, of course, we lost a lot of them, too. You know, everything was different. The you know, a lot of the actors were gone. There were a lot of new young actors that we didn't know that they added to the storylines. You know, the sets were different. The pace, of course, was different. It was very short. It was started four times. What was it? Was it 4 days a week? And then they cut it to two. And each episode was so short. You know, so it just the whole thing was, you know, it's a different format, I guess, once they're online. And but I don't know, I loved loved them when they were on ABC, and here I just, you know, I couldn't. Well, one was time, and one was the ones I did watch, I couldn't get into the same way. So that part I was a little disappointed.
For me, it felt like, you know, they, were gone for like a year and a half. So, you know, here I was, you know, back, you know, only watching four soaps. And as much as I have time with all my primetime shows and all that, I feel like, okay, I did not, you know, really find the time. To really, you know, watch, to pick up two other soaps that have been gone for, you know, almost a year and a half, and that, you know, some of the cast that I love are not on anymore.
Well, that's what I felt, Carly. A lot of the cast was missing. Like, say if you even take All My Children, there was a lot of important people. Now, Cameron Matheson, Ryan was an important character. He was not on.
Me love Ryan.
And Kendall was very important. She was not on. You know, Greenlee was not up there. I don't know, it was just a lot of them. I mean, it was just a lot of important. I mean, I was glad, you know, Jesse and Angie were back, and Zach and David Hayward. But there was just a lot of people missing. But I really missed Jake and Tad.
Yeah.
They had a good dynamic, though, as brothers. I mean, I really liked that chemistry. With them not being on that, I mean, that was a big loss, too, with the two of them not being back. And I don't know, it was just a lot of important characters that were, so there felt like a lot of voids.
But, you know, a lot of the actors, the actresses, you know, they had jobs and they had different things and different, you know, priorities, you know, and commitments and stuff. And but I'm just like, what were they supposed to do? Sit there for a year and a half until they figured out what they wanted to do?
Well, exactly. They knew for sure that it was going to come back on, you know, quickly after the others were canceled. A lot more probably would have come back.
Mm-hmm.
But I think probably because it was so long and then it was up and down and up and down. I mean, they had to take, a lot of them had to take other jobs because they really couldn't predict, they, you know, what if it never came back?
Yeah, you know, a lot of them went to different other soaps and stuff, you know, the CBS soaps.
Yeah, some of them came to other soaps. Yes. That was true too. And then some of them got other jobs, like in a nighttime or
prime time.
Yes. So then a lot of them weren't. Ricky Paul Golden was hosting. What's the name of that show? I can't think of it at the moment. But he's hosting a nighttime show. I mean, a lot of them are doing other things now, so they weren't even able to come back by
not having Susan Lucy back was, you know, weird to me, too. I mean, that was the weird one.
Not having her with us, huh?
Yeah, Chad, Erica, Jackson, you know,
He was important, Jack, yeah, that was...
to me... I thought, you know.
Crystal, I liked her.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was there was a lot of important characters that weren't there.
Yep.
I'm sure maybe the second season could, you know, maybe the second season, if we could get into them, maybe we'd start getting more attached to the way it is now. And you know how sometimes you got to give something a little bit more of a chance. Maybe we'd feel more, you know, a little bit different if we give it, you know, if they come back. I know all my children's coming back. Is One Life to Live?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, for now, it's indefinitely not coming back because of the lawsuit and hero that is sued.
That's disappointing, yeah, when now they're hanging again now in the balance. They don't know if they'll come back or not.
You know, and I mean, you know, I'm kind of on Jace's side here a little about the whole lawsuit thing. I mean, you know, One Life to Live did not have their decks in a row when they came back. You know, Kristen Alderson, you know, was never to sign on for the reboot. Neither was Michael Easton, and neither was Roger House, really. So I just find it weird and crazy that at the end of the day, they want to call foul and they want to complain. Well, you know, I'm liking the characters on Xenia Hospital. I'm liking, you know, Kiki and
Silas.
Silas, thank you. And, well, not so sure about Franco. Not so sure about Franco. Not ever so sure about Franco. Franco's
a hard character to like, but like Roger Howarth, I love. He can pretty much play him. But it's hard to accept, you know, it's hard to accept that he's Franco. You know.
Yes, agreed. Yes. And I am going to say that Carly has a brain tumor, and I'm sticking to that story.
Because now she's starting to...
No. Don't have my girl have a brain tumor, okay? Okay, I don't need her to be in more danger, okay? That would be bad. With 17,000 baths.
Yes, I agree, but...
We don't want
to. Carly I know and love would not go after Franco. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, you're right. You're right. This...
So that's why I said she has a brain tumor. She has something wrong with her brain up there.
Well, they would not normally put, I would think, Carly and Franco, but I think they're trying to incorporate them together because they want her and Roger Howarth to sort of be back where they were when, you know, her and Todd's relationship was progressing because they had chemistry and so forth. But then that got all pulled because of the situation. And so I think that that's why they're trying this out, to redeem him and see if he'd be worthy to be with Carly. Do you agree with that, Carly? That's why they're doing it?
Well, yeah, but they should not even be doing this. I mean, in my opinion, this is a bad idea. You know, Carly would never go after someone that made a decent life of living hell. And
her kids.
And her kids, thank you.
Yeah, he did make Jason's life a living hell. Every day he was on, I wanted him to drop dead because I said, this Franco character is so despicable, so despicable.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Kim, for wanting a character to drop dead. That is exactly what I go through every day about characters. Some characters just need to, like, drop dead and be off of screen and be perfect.
Well, you know, when you hate them that much, you know, that's how they portrayed when James Franco played the part, that there was nothing redeemable about him. You know, you just didn't
nothing
want him anymore. You wanted him gone. He was so bad. He was so evil, you know, so that...
Mm-hmm. But James played it so well, too.
Well, he did. He did play it well. Yes, I do say that. It's like you hated him so much, he had to be doing a good job. Because you could feel the hatred for him. So, yeah, he did portray a good part. He did. Well, you know, he's a top-notch actor. But, like he was so, the terror and God, what he caused everybody in town, but especially what he caused Jason. It's just like I couldn't take it anymore. I just said, oh, God, I want him, I just want him dead. I want him off the show, you know, and then finally it, you know, that took a while.
You want him dead?
That was, yeah, I mean, the character, I have to say it was exciting the few times he was on. You know, the storylines were quite exciting, though.
Yeah, the storylines were great. I mean, love or hate Franco, when James played Franco, the storylines were great. They were very, like, on the edge of your seat. What is
yes, now that was the action, possibly. Like, you couldn't wait to see what was going to happen next.
Yes.
Yeah. They were action-packed. I think that's what it's been missing somewhat, is some of the action between the mob storylines have been, you know, sort of at a minimum, and, like, you know, storylines like the Franco storyline. It's missing some of the action it used to have.
You know, what I always say about the mob is I loved the mob, and I did, but I loved other storylines, too. Like, when it came all about the mob, and if you weren't in a mob storyline, then you weren't on screen. That's what made me mad.
Okay, right.
So
you wanted to see a little mixture.
It was just like, it's called General Hospital for a reason. You know, it's like.
But the mob was making what, bad thing. They were doing the good thing. Why now you have Sonny Boeing? And I need my Sonny in a suit out, and I need him to go get revenge on someone and go kill someone or go take a hit on someone that's dead, because that's what
yeah.
he does best.
He does do that best. He does do that best. Well,
yeah.
I think you'll get our wish, because, Carly, now that the Jerome family is back, wait till he finds out that that's Julian Jerome.
I know, and I personally cannot wait.
I cannot wait until Julian finds out that his baby mama and his daughter share the same baby daddy. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be very exciting when that's out.
That's going to be funny. That is going to be exciting and funny at the same time.
I mean, I still remember when Sonny found out about that Sam was Alexis's doll, and he said something, oh, God, I just did the mother and daughter, basically. And that was just, you know.
Yeah.
The mother and the daughter, yeah.
Yeah,
and
so
it was yeah.
It was hilarious to see, and, you know, I love it. I mean, I thought it was great.
Well, I think having Julian
I have to say, that's another actress actor I really, really love, and William, and he's so sweet to his fans. If you're not following him, follow him.
Yeah.
He responds. As much as he can, he will respond to you, and he's, like, the biggest sweetheart ever, and, you know, that's just on Twitter, but he does.
He's a nice
he, like,
dad.
Interacts with his fans and, like, all kinds of stuff. He's a goofball. He's so funny. So.
Yeah, he's a good addition to the show.
He is.
That's going to be exciting when this all, you know, comes, you know, goes off. Well, he's involved in a lot. I mean, one is for Alexis to even realize who he is, and that's Sam's father and that whole revelation. And then, of course, for Sonny to find out that the Jerome family is not dead. I mean, that's going to be very exciting.
But the thing is, when Sonny finds out that, you know, that is Sam's father and what he did to Alexis, his day is done, you know?
Oh, my God.
You know, Alexis is going to be a hypocrite saying, oh, Sonny, go after him now after, you know, wanting someone to quit.
Alexis is always a hypocrite. That's just my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. She's always had that hypocritical part of her, you know? It's just ridiculous sometimes that comes out of Alexis's mouth, you know? But,
I think it's funny because Alexis got on to Carly for keeping AJ from Michael from AJ, but 2 years later she does the same thing with Sonny and Christina.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so you down Carly for doing it, but then you do it.
You, exactly, but she can.
Make
Alexis is world. Like the biggest hypocrite of all time. She can do whatever the hell she wants.
Mhm.
And get
totally
away with
agree.
Them. But if anyone else does, they are damned.
Mm-hmm. I love Nancy, with, so, you know.
Yeah, I love her, too. She's a good actress, Nancy.
Yes.
Yeah, she really
oh,
is.
Oh, I love
like
Nancy,
some of the,
bud.
Some of the things that Alexis does just, like, okay. Just shaking my head. I just shake my head and just like, oh, my God. Okay, did that just come out of her mouth? You know, it's like.
And she, well, now she's going to find herself being attracted to Julian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait till she finds out, remembers who he is. That's going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, how can you not remember something like that, okay?
I
know,
you know
how.
Years later,
how can you forget a man like that? Exactly my point. I'm like,
yeah,
that
is my
forgot.
Point.
I
know,
would not have forgotten about that hot man. Oof.
Even if they were 16 or so, I mean, you would still remember somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, it's got to be far-fetched. They have to not remember who he knows who she is now, but she doesn't know. I mean, I guess they have to drag that impact out for a while.
Yeah.
So when the revelation comes out, who he was, and that was her one-night stand, and that's Sam's father, and, you know, that'll be, you know, a big impact to the show.
Yes.
But I,
then,
you know, put them together now? I mean, don't you think it'll go in that direction that Bill
I think
probably,
so,
I agree.
But, you know, what we got to remember is really, you know, what's going to be interesting with that is when she finds out what he did and, you know, it's going to be good. And, you know, then, oh, okay, you know what?
What?
You know, someone in this album. And you said she's the biggest hypocrite of all time. Yeah, I do think Alexis is hypocrite. Really, I do. She can do one thing, and it's okay for Alexis Davis, but anyone else does it, and they are wrong. And I think that is just wrong and wrong. Is this really wrong when, you know, Alexis can make all these rules, but in a couple of weeks when she really needs Sunny and Sean to take down Zillion, you know, she's going to come crying to them and say, you got to help me, you two. And so, it's hypocritical on her part. Of course it is. It's a soap. It's going to be hypocritical.
Yeah. Well, she stopped seeing Sean because of what he does, and now she'll probably go to them for help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's all right. Like you said, Carly, it's a soap, so that, you know.
But, you know.
You know,
I'm one of those people that will call the, you know, I might love them or hate them, but I'm going to call them out on their BS.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's not just now. It's been in the past, too. You know, it's like, I can tell you probably a few times where she's, you know, she's been, like, a hypocrite. You know, with the whole J-Sam relationship. It's like, okay, you slept with a mobster and had his baby, but, okay, you know, it was just, ridiculous sometimes, you know, and I'm not the biggest J-Sam fan, but it's, like, ridiculous, you know, some of the stuff that came out of her mouth during that time.
Yeah,
because she did sleep with Sonny, and that, you know.
Yeah. Well, she sort of did the same thing that she was condemning somebody else for.
Yeah, exactly. and that's not fair.
But this there's a lot. I think there's a lot that's going to come out that's going to be pretty interesting.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
it is.
It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be interesting to watch.
Do you think? Did you think Ava was the one that did shoot?
I think so.
Bonnie, or do you think
guy.
It's somebody we don't expect?
I mean, you know, I think it was.
It appears like that, but of course, sometimes it's, you know, they want us to think that, and then the unexpected will happen, and it will be somebody totally different that we weren't even expecting or thinking about.
Exactly.
You know, it seems like it would be Ava, but in a way, isn't that too easy? That's why I'm wondering if somebody else is involved in this, that we're just not putting that piece together at this point.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That'll take a while to come out, too.
Well, and it's going to be interesting, you know, also with Sam Julian being Sam's father, and also Julian being back, that can bring our favorite, one of my favorite characters, Lucas, back. And the realization that Carly and Sam share a sibling. That's pretty interesting, actually. So.
Yep.
Carly and Sam are going to share a brother. Oh, God.
Lucas,
yeah,
because Julian is Lucas's father.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so Lucas is Carly's adopted brother.
Yeah, that's
going to
be really interesting.
Wait a minute, Julian is Lucas's father?
Yes.
Yep.
Biological father, and Tony adopted Lucas, and then when Tony married Bobby, Bobby adopted Lucas. So
okay, yes, I didn't know he was adopted. I didn't know that he was the biological father, though, of Lucas.
Yes. Julian is the biological father, and I think Cheryl is his mother.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I think the mom is dead, really dead. Like, you know. So.
She's dead, so this is now Carly and Sam, he'll be a half-brother to both of them.
Well, I mean, it's going to get good.
Yeah, he'll be able to share a sibling. Well, that's an interesting twist.
I mean, Carly's his adoptive sister, but still.
Yeah, she's not a blood relation, but yeah, she's adopted. She's not
Free
adopted.
Bobby.
I mean, she's a bit what, like his step? His stepsister?
No, his adopted sister, because Bobby adopted Lucas.
Okay, Bobby, that's right. So that's his adopted sister. Okay, but he'll be Sam's real brother, real half-brother.
Yeah, or half-brother, because they share the same father but not the same mother. But
they share the same father. Yeah, that should be an interesting twist. Are they going to recast Lucas? Have you heard anything about that?
I think they are just waiting.
I think it was Christy read a Ron interview a couple weeks ago and said that with the whole Sam, that he's waiting, you know, to get through the whole Sam Julian thing before adding more drama to the drama.
Well, because there's so much going on right now, they probably want to...
Oh, guys, we have 90 seconds, but we can go in a little overtime. Thank you, everyone, for calling. Thank you, everyone in the chat room. And we will be back for our full-year anniversary next week with maybe some surprises, who knows. So stay tuned to that. So, but no, I think you're right. It's going to be... very, very interesting what's going to be happening on all the soaps in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, with, you know, the end of September, we have October, and then we have November. Yeah.
I think everything's going to get really heat up between now and then.
Agreed.
I think Monday on General Hospital is going to be good. I'm seeing a lot of the actors saying that.
Oh, really? Monday's an important day? Okay.
Monday's going to be really good. So catch up on the weekend and tune in.
Yeah,
but,
that's what we
Carly,
have to do.
That's what the weekends are for. I mean, you have nothing else to do on the weekend.
I have got to go. I have to go to bed soon to at least try to get some sleep for tomorrow.
Have fun at Becky's thing tomorrow, Christy. Becky and Scott.
Well, thanks.
Definitely. Have fun.
Yeah, have a really good time.
Yeah, and fill us in. Tell us all about it.
And I expect details. Details.
Stay tuned to my Twitter. I'm probably going to live tweet at least a couple things.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
Have a great day.
Have
fun. Enjoy.
Okay, good night, ladies.
Good night. Have fun, Christy.
Bye-bye.
And I know My Little Pony in Crime has been up for what? How long you've been up? Will you leave this one anyway?
I've been on the go since 7:30 this morning.
That is an ungodly hour. I'm sorry.
That's a bad hour. 30.
My son has speech at 8. So that's the only time, because usually he goes to school on Friday. He's actually out of school this Friday, but he usually goes to school and he doesn't miss a lot of school with the 8 o'clock. So.
So you had to leave at 7:00.
And he's already missing some school on Monday because of his occupational therapy. So he has two. He has occupational therapy and speech. So I didn't want him to miss, and she had it at 8 o'clock, so I was like, okay, well, we're already up going to school anyway, so.
So then you were out all.
Do what?
You were out all day after that, after you took your son?
Yeah, he started at 8, got done at 9. He fell yesterday and busted up his nose. It's all like swollen and stuff from yesterday. So I took him to the doctor at 11:40 to make sure nothing was broken or anything. It's just swollen. Everything's fine.
Oh, thank God.
I'm one of those parents. I'd rather be overcautious than not cautious enough.
Everything's okay.
You kid. Sometimes kids just booze themselves and they are done, you know, but it's better than, you know, sex them out. I just hope your little boy is not an accident prone in me, because I sprained my right ankle. Three times in the last 4 months.
I know, your poor ankle, huh? Over and over the same.
I'm thinking of just putting myself in plastic wrap and just doing it that way, because I am done getting injured.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I know, the same injury over and over. That's hard.
So I spent like 2.5 hours in the doctor's office. And then when we got out of the doctor's office. Yeah. And when we got out of the doctor's office, I had to go downtown Memphis to get my son's hearing aid. So that was at 3:30. And then I had to drop off everybody. And then I had to go out to dinner with my uncle and my dad's best friend for dinner at 6:00. And then...
My God, what a day.
And then after that, then we got done about 7:30.
8 o'clock, and then I had to run to my friend's house to let her dog in. And then, so I sat there for a minute so I can listen to Sean's interview. So that's why you heard a lot of background, because I was in the car coming back home. So
Did you get to go anywhere good for dinner at least? Did you go in there? I mean, where did you go for dinner? Was it good?
We went to a place called Pete and Sam's. It's a really good Italian place. In Memphis, everybody goes there. A lot of Jewish people go there.
That's kind of cool.
A Jewish hangout. But, I mean, everybody goes there. But, you know, a lot of Jewish people go there. But it's really good. I had the shrimp, and I had a baked potato and the salad. And I sold. But it's Italian. It has pizza. It has raviolis. It has spaghetti.
Wow.
Chicken. You know, steak, pork chops. Pretty much anything you want, they have.
They have. Sound like they have everything. Yeah.
Well, and a bonus, the waiter
was flirting with me, so I was good.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
there's always a plus. Yeah.
Cute guy.
He was a cutie pop. Mm.
No. Cool. I mean, someone, and I'm not calling them out, but someone has made me dream about these roads, these really good roads that you can get at this barbecue place. And the problem is, and I'm not saying who it was, it's like an hour and a half away. And I've been, like, dreaming about them. So, you know, pretty much thank you because, yeah.
I don't know who would do such a thing.
Yeah.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
Hey.
Not
me.
No. You've been good. But this place, I feel like, you know, borrowing my mom's car and just going an hour and a half away just because I'm like, I want to go. That sounds so good.
Yeah. Yeah, she's teasing me. The Texas Roadhouse. Do you have that one down there?
Texas Roadhouse. We do.
I was telling Carly about the Sweet World. You know, the Sweet World. They have those sweet.
Oh, yes.
That cinnamon butter, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of you just, like, I don't know, FedEx, ma'am? I don't know, because they sound so good.
We could FedEx them.
We could send them out FedEx.
Ship you some Corky's barbecue, which is, like, the best barbecue in Memphis.
Ooh.
Corky's, I can ship you because they sell that at the store.
That is so cool. Breaking news, people. I'm getting my cookies tomorrow. So,
you're getting your favorite cookies, huh?
Well, I mean, everyone knows on Twitter because I was out one night and my cookies and I kind of went postal.
They made fun of her. And then I was like, ooh, I have cookies over here, and I'm eating them, too.
You like them, too?
Yeah, I love my cookies. I'm a sweet tooth person.
Yeah,
my sweet tooth. My sweet tooth.
I wish I didn't like them so much, but the sweets, I know, the sugar and the cookies and all the goodies, I know, it's hard.
I like
the,
the
way I see it, that people should not worry about gaining weight because really, if we eat all the good stuff, I mean, the good stuff tastes really good, but the bad stuff, just takes, the good stuff we are supposed to, tastes really fast, so. Yeah.
No, why couldn't it be the opposite, huh? The stuff we hate is very low calorie, and the I mean, it's high calorie, and the stuff we love below, it doesn't work like that.
I know, it sucks. Well.
I know. Always the things that we love is so bad for us, I guess.
Well, and, you know, and they all, and, you know, I mean, I know, like, sometimes it's like, you know, they are bad. Oh. So what are you guys doing this weekend? Anyone doing anything fun before we go?
I'm busy this weekend. I am.
Why are you busy this weekend?
Okay. I have to go to, my aunt, babysit at our shul, our synagogue, on Saturday morning. Sorry, shoving my mouth full of food. And my grandfather just had a cataract done today.
Oh, my God.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He's doing okay. He just had his cataract surgery done. He had it on his other eye a couple months ago. Now he had it on the other eye today. But she has to take him to the doctor, so I have to sit for her in the babysitting room. And then I have to finish up painting my son's room so I can get his bunk beds up so he gets out of my room. And
are you
going to
paint the room yourself?
Do what?
You're going to paint that
I'm
room
painting,
yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of
work. It's halfway done. We just have a few spots. Yeah. We have a few spots in the ceiling left. So it shouldn't take forever. But then I have to get his bunk beds up so he can get out of my room because he's chilling in my room right now. And then
you got to get him into his own room, yeah.
Yeah, back into his own bed. Because, he has all the bed and I'm, on the edge of the bed.
Oh, that's not good.
On the edge of the bed.
Yeah.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
And then Sunday I have to take Teddy to religious school or Sunday school, so in the morning. So I'm busy. I'm always busy.
You have a busy routine.
Mm-hmm. Always.
I don't know where you find the time to do everything you have to do and watch everything you watch. I don't know what you do. How you do it, Cecily?
Yeah. Trust me, it's fun to watch. Actually, trying to hurry him, you know, feed everybody, bath time, homework done, and at least laying down. He doesn't have to sleep. He just has to, you know, lay down. He's good. He's quiet. He's not a quiet little kid. But it's kind of interesting to try to get all this done.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's crazy, so. I mean, he gets out of school at 4, so.
Well, that's late.
Yeah, he got out earlier.
He goes to school,
4 is late, yeah.
Yeah, 9 to 4. His schooling is 9 to 4.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So when I get home, I usually take supper because I'm like, they eat lunch at 11:20, and they don't get out until 4. He's starving by the time.
Oh, they are starving, yeah.
So, and me and my mom are hungry, so I'm like, you know what, I'm going to just cook so everything can be done by, 5:00. So, because most stuff that I cook only takes 45 minutes. So, so we do that, and then we do homework, and then we do baths. And then on Mondays, he's in therapy or speech therapy from 3 to 4, so I have to hurry home and all that damn traffic, and it's crazy. Some days we get homework done, some days we don't, and I just do it the next day. So
his
homework's just, you know, as a kindergartner, his homework's 5 minutes. So
some
days we wait until Thursday. Do what?
He's little.
That's
so
about
me. 5 minute
homework.
Speech.
Yeah,
5-10 minute
homework, yeah. Not a lot of homework, so.
You can get through that quickly.
Yeah. It's kind of busy and crazy sometimes, but it's enjoyable. as much as I complain about it, I wouldn't trade it for the world, so.
No,
I would not trade it for the world.
Nothing nicer than having
it. You know, because once they are gone and out of the house and off the college, then you're going to just want the time back and you're going to say, where did the time go, basically? So,
it goes
yeah.
to death.
My baby, huh? My baby's six, and it's like,
six.
I don't
wow.
know when Tom went. It's just like, it's crazy. Like, it's so crazy. I'm like, he's in school, and, he doesn't even want me to walk him to his classroom no more, you know. It's
uh-huh.
crazy. Like, we get to the crosswalk, and he's like, bye, Mom, and, you know, he's off. I'm like, I love you, too.
he's at that
if
age.
I, you know,
if the mother
wants. In a way, that's good, because, you know, it's only,
he's very
you
independent,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but in a way, for you, it sucks.
Yeah
for the
for
mother,
me,
it
sucks.
Always
for him,
good.
It's like, yeah, as a mom, I'm like, oh, my baby's getting so big. But as, you know, a person, I'm like, oh, he's so independent, and that's good. So,
yeah, that's really good, but, you know, in your heart, you're like, what just happened? So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
And then sometimes, and then he'll run to me, and he's like, I love you, Mommy. And I'm like, oh, that makes it all better.
Oh, cute. Makes you feel.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart, and I love him, and, you know.
Oh, you sound like an excellent lover.
I try to be. I'm, it's so hard sometimes because I'm a mom and a dad. All
yeah,
the same,
yeah.
You know, I'm a very single mom. When I say that, I mean, my parents are my help. You know, my friends are my help. My family's my help. I don't get no help from his dad, which I'm not complaining. Like, I can so, like, go back to child support for him if I wanted to. But he's out of his life. He doesn't want to be in his life. And I was like, okay, whatever, dude, you know. So I'm not, and then, like, I tell, you know, some of my friends, I'm like, yeah, the money would be great at times. But you know what? I can say I did it by myself with the help of, you know, my village, my little, you know, always believe in it takes a village to raise a child. And it really does.
It does.
You know?
Even for people that have two parents, everybody needs help no matter what, you know?
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? The thing is, you know, your parents probably love the time they are getting with their grandson because, you know,
oh,
grandparents
yeah.
love that kind of stuff. I mean, so for them, they are probably just loving it up and not really, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So worried about it. I mean, you know, that's mm-hmm. what grandparents are for.
Yeah.
And they help a lot, Sally, the grandparents.
They do.
Yeah,
I would do anything for them. I mean, I love my parents anyway. Me and my parents always had that good relationship.
Yeah.
More so than some of my friends and even a lot of people, you know, have with their parents. I've always been close with my mom and my dad.
Oh, that's
and,
good.
You know, and they just, you know, they adore Teddy. I mean, they adore all their grandkids. They have, well, Teddy's their seventh grandchild, and they have three great-grandchildren and one on the way.
Wait, they have
They
have a great-grandkid? Wow.
They have three
wow.
and one on the way. I'm a great-aunt. I was a great-aunt at 21. I was an aunt at 2.5.
At 2.5. Oh, my God.
Holy.
I was an aunt. My sister had her first child when I was 2.5. Me and my niece, my oldest niece is 2.5 years apart.
Wow.
Oh, wow. You were little.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's so funny because the niece that's 2.5 years younger than me, her son and my son are 10 months apart. And no, it was not planned that way.
Oh,
wow.
They are the same age for 2 months, and it's kind of funny, you know. It's really weird.
They're close.
But in a way, that's kind of nice. I mean, because you can play with the two. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, that must be nice.
see, her oldest and mine are 10 months apart, and then mine and my niece that Kayla, she has another one, Tristan, and him and Teddy are 2 years apart, and then Kayla and Sunshine, which is Kayla's sister, their kids are 2 years apart. So they're kind of all 2 years apart.
Everybody's close in age.
Yeah, and then the baby that's coming from my other niece, Lucas and the new baby, they're going to be a year and a half apart. So, because he just turned a year in September. In August, and the new baby's coming in April, so they'll be like 18 months apart. So it's kind of weird how it all, you know, happened.
Yeah,
so
that
weird.
Nobody planned it; it just happened.
Mhm.
Well, I mean, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, and they're all boys, so we're kind of hoping for a girl because there's four boys, so we're kind of hoping for a girl.
Oh yeah.
We're kind of hoping for a girl, but it's probably going to be another boy with our
life. Come on, man. No, the fifth thing is, my parents were the opposite with the grandkids. All the goods were coming, like, bam, 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 and then, like, two goods came, and then the boy came, and then another boy came right after that. And then all the rest were good, so, you know.
Yeah. All the grandkids except for one is a girl. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 granddaughters and a grandson, and then the last 4 babies have been boys. Or no, I'm sorry. There's 5 granddaughters and and 2 grandsons.
Wow.
My mother counts my son as a, you know, because they're so close in age that she forgets that Teddy is a grandson and not a great-grandson.
Well, you know, I mean, just when they are that close in age, you might as well just, why am I offend grandkids and forget this great-grandkid? Because they all of them are great grandkids at this point. Just because then you can remember, and, you know, like my dad said, I asked him, I'm like, are you mad that, you know, there are not enough boys around here? And he goes, no, I would have been happy if, you know, I got all granddaughters because, you know, granddaughters never leave you. They are going to take care of me while I'm like 80 or 90. The boys are like, I'm out of here, so, you know.
Yeah, my sisters were like, I'm out of here, and I'm like, nope, I'm not leaving. I have it too good at my house.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I am not leaving. I am not leaving. I was, you know, most kids are like,
anyway.
I'm 18, I'm out of the house. Nope, not Celia. Celia's like,
Sam, my partner in crime. You know, your real life partner dropped on the off the Swiss board.
Her phone was dying.
Oh, I really like her. She seemed really, really nice.
Oh, her phone's dead. Carly said, your partner kind of left. I was like, her phone was dying.
But no, she's really, really nice. Until I want her to call back in because she's really sweet.
Carly said you better call back in. She really likes you. Of course.
Well, but God, you need to get some sleep this weekend. Because you just need to sleep a little, in my opinion. You are doing way too much. And you just need to go to sleep for a while.
Yeah, she's running around a lot, yeah.
Yeah, you need
I'm
to
always
see.
Running around. I like do the drive-by tweets at times. And then, like, we're sharing a computer, so, and then our internet likes to act up all the time.
Oh, I know how that
it
is.
You know, likes to piss us off all the time, so I'm, like, using the library computer for like an hour. When I get, you know, time, I would go to the library in between, you know, different things.
Right there.
Well, that's good. Yeah, but okay. I don't want us to get cut off, and it's been a long day for everyone, so why don't we wrap it up, and both of you will have to be back for the full year anniversary, so next week. Oh,
yes,
you know,
okay.
I know.
Hey, for you, Kyle. You should be proud. 4 years of,
yeah,
you know,
and,
four years.
I know. I will put Sunny out on a hit on both of you.
You can send Sunny after me anytime. I like that part.
I
don't know if I'm that, but I'd like Sunny after me. That would be good.
See, I figured you would. Okay,
you
well,
should be
you guys,
proud of 4 years of a
successful
show. That's a wonderful thing. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. So, okay. Have a great week, everyone.
And I will talk to you on Twitter, Carly. I will talk to you on Twitter. And Karen, I don't know if you're following me, but
I'm not really on Twitter. I have an account, but I really don't go on Twitter too much, Cecily.
Do you have Facebook?
Yeah, I have Facebook. Just look up Celia Alexander, and I'm on there.
Maybe if I can find you, I'll send you a request so we can be friends on there.
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, now you guys...
You both girls have a good week. Have a good weekend and a good week.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.